on today's show. All right, folks, strap it on, because something happened to me that I'm tired of teasing it, Belly. I just want to get right into it. We talked the other day that prostitution is illegal. We sent our street reporter out to the streets for a live report, and I am here to tell you it very much exists. Strap it on, folks. The best of Looch Talk in the Morning is coming up right now.
Hey, this is Mark Shanker from Kix.
Hey, what's up? This is DJ Rags of the Jazz Addicts.
Hi, this is Sonya Lee.
Yo, what's up? This is the TNA X Division Champion, Seema Ion.
What's up, everybody? It's BDK from the Junkies, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning, my boy.
And now, from TTR Studios, brought to you by Timeout Wings and Grill, it's Looch Dog in the Morning! From TTR Studios.
I can't quite remember how that one goes. I gotta admit, I'm a little high.
No, Biggie, I'm cool.
It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, man. I don't even have anything written down today. Belly is not giving spoilers away. We are pumped up. Let's go! So welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. Thank you for spending another Wednesday with us. I am joined in studio by the one, the only, Matt LaBelle. Belly, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, but I'm trying to figure out why I'm bad at spoilers.
I am telling you, we will get into spoilers later. Belly is the worst. I love the kid. I really do. He's one of my best friends. But I gotta be honest, the worst when it comes to spoilers.
I don't believe that.
And we'll get into that. But of course, we've got the best story you've never heard, and I can't wait to share that with my brother from another mother, Matty Potts.
Greetings and salutations. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's good to hear from you, as always, across the country. Braxton Blue is here. Hello, my friend, the TV producer extraordinaire.
How are we?
Are we ready for the best story you've ever heard?
I'm so ready.
We talked last week about how you guys... Now, listen, Social Media Lounge, first of all, you guys are fucked. You guys are fucked. I'm going to be cursing today. This is not safe for work, so just heads up. You all came after me and told me that I was wrong and were laughing at me that prostitution is illegal. First of all, we have an update on that. Belly has an update on that.
There are 8 counties in Nevada, 8 counties in the entire U.S. that prostitution is permitted.
Boom! Legal!
Not federally legal still.
It's kind of like weed, like where, like, you know, Colorado is not technically federally legal to sell weed, but yes, it is illegal for the state.
I will also say that you specifically said Las Vegas, the county that holds
fine.
Las Vegas.
Whatever, 2 hours out. That's fine. So Potts, have you ever been to one of these Madame Trousseau's or whatever?
No, I mean, the places that the counties where it's legal are like the little bunny farms where, I mean, I've never been, but from what I've heard is it's not that great. I mean, the girls aren't that quality, especially compared to the girls in Vegas.
Belly?
I would never go to a bunny farm.
I would like to apologize to Madame Trousseau for being associated with prostitution.
Yeah. Is that not?
Right.
She's the
wax museum.
Oh,
she does.
Sure. What am I thinking?
Unless you're into a weird level of prostitution.
Okay, so today is going to be, this is about how today is going to go. What am I thinking of from Grandma's Boy in the opening scene where his roommate doesn't pay the rent? And he's like, Madame, whatever, I love the women at Madame. I thought he said Madame Trousseau's.
I don't know.
That's where that came from. Anyway. So I was at a wedding about a month ago, and it was out of town. And this is all related. Strap it on. Enjoy.
I wouldn't refer to the strap it on part.
I was at a wedding about a month ago, and it was out of town. Well done, Belly. I was out of town, and I am about an hour and a half away from my home. And so I've done a few weddings in this area. I like it out there. I'm not going to tell you where it is. It doesn't matter. I am going to try to protect some things with hiding some information, but telling you, of course, the pertinent info for this story to hit home. I do a lot of lifting speakers like every single weekend, twice a weekend for these two weddings a week. It's just a lot of this, a lot of this, and a whole lot of this dancing, and I'm not very good at it, so I'm jerking and gyrating around behind the DJ booth. By the end of the weekend, my back is a mess, okay? So I need work, and I started thinking about, I mean, God, are you guys seeing LeBron right now? I mean, it's related. Are you just seeing what he does at age 33, which, by the way, I'm 34. It makes me feel so old when I see what he's doing.
He's putting the Cavaliers on his back.
Oh, my God. Potts, have you watched any of this?
Nope.
Potts just asked us if the we said go Caps, and Potts said, what, are they winning? Go Caps. Are they winning?
I just did. Congratulations to the Capitals for winning the trophy stuff.
First
That's really
time
good.
In
they
20
didn't win
years.
A trophy yet. But they did get past the second round for the first time in 20 years. In fact, the first time any DC sports team has gotten past the second round in the last 20 years.
Very true.
So
this is exciting for us. We're all acting like we just won the Super Bowl, the World Series, the Stanley Cup, and the NBA championship all in the same year. That's what we're basically doing right now just because the Caps made it to the Eastern Conference Finals and got past Pittsburgh. But we are very happy. Congratulations to everybody in D.C. We're all rocking our gear. I don't have Cap stuff, but Belly's taking care of it. So,
but does it matter that even with the Caps, like everyone in the country, from my understanding, is rooting for the Knights, the Vegas Knights?
I mean, I'm almost rooting for
the
Knights.
The best team ever, I guess, starting out.
It's so cool. And the reason he's saying that is because they're an expansion team. It's their first year in existence. And basically everybody in the NHL had to protect certain players they didn't want to lose, and then all the rest of them were unprotected, and then this new expansion team was allowed to draft from those players. So this is all a bunch of players who feel unwanted, and now they're
bad news for anyone who wants the Vegas Golden Knights to win. If they win the Stanley Cup in year one, guess what? It's all downhill from
there.
That's true.
But
that's true.
I think everybody loves that Cinderella story, don't they? And, you know, everyone, especially right now with everything that's going on in the world, it's just any kind of positivity I think people like to latch on to.
Well, it's a fun team to get behind. They're a Cinderella. They're a new team with a new city that really hasn't had anything to get behind other than gambling and Madame Trousseau's.
And yeah, I mean, obviously I used to live in Vegas, so I have tons of friends on my Facebook feed, and it is inundated with post after post of Vegas Knights. I mean, they're definitely getting behind the team and supporting, which is cool, but it's also really fucking annoying
practice
on my Facebook.
Practices apparently are one of the most popular things to attend out there. I guess they get pretty lit.
Like Luch said, they have nothing else to really stand behind, maybe other than UNLV, and I never went to a single UNLV game in the 4 years that I lived there. And it's an excuse to go drink.
I'll tell you something cool about the Vegas Golden Knights. I don't know if you've heard this already, but they did retire a number already. And they retired the number in the amount of the victims.
Oh, 57 or 58,
I believe.
It was the amount of victims in the Vegas shootings.
They retired that number from the organization. So
they actually have a banner hanging from up there with the 50, whatever that number is, as many stars on the banner. Anyway, let's get back to on track.
Prostitution.
Maybe. We don't know. What I'm talking about is I was at a wedding out of town, and I stayed over at that wedding. So I slept over that night at a hotel because it was so far away. And I've done a few at this in this area. So when I woke up Saturday night, I did a wedding Friday, and then Saturday night was the second wedding. And I remember thinking, Brax, I remember thinking as I was like dancing and in the wedding, LeBron James spends $1 million in the offseason on his body just so he can prepare himself and continue to perform at a high level. I got to take care of myself. I got to get myself a massage tomorrow. That's fair, right?
Sure.
So I'm thinking, like, because I'm jacked up. I need a you ever go to the chiropractor and they crack you up and you feel just like 1,000 times better?
Yep. I don't know if they have this, but look out here, they have a thing called The Joint, which is it's a franchise, but you go and it's like $18 and it takes about 5 minutes and they crack you, adjust you. You're in and out. It's totally turn and burn and you can do a monthly membership.
Wow.
It's like $18 a month and you can go once a week for that month.
That's
amazing deal. I'm sorry. It's $18 a visit. But you get a full adjustment, and I mean, you breathe differently, I feel like. I've done it. It feels great.
I've been to a chiropractor where he's right, and it's $45 for my chiropractor, and after they do it, it feels great, but then like 3 or 4 days later, you need it again. So that's really
you need it once a week, right? Yeah.
But he's right. My neck radius wasn't great, and he cracked my neck. And then all of a sudden, all the blood, my ears were red. And he's like, look at all the blood rushing to your ears. They haven't been had, they haven't had a pathway to get there. So anyway, this is the, like, what I'm thinking. I need to take care of myself. I've got a long wedding season coming up. I've got like 15 weddings in this month alone, whatever it is. So I got to take care of myself. So Sunday morning, I wake up from the hotel room and I just Google massage near me. Now, I don't, you know, I've never gotten a massage down here. I haven't gotten many massages in my life. Massage is about $100 on average. Does that sound fair? $100
I mean, here they have great places for $25 an hour. You get a little Asian chick to like chop your back up, and it's honestly, it's great. But it's not like a certified masseuse, you know, person. It's someone that is just in the back of a shop. But if you find some good places, that's the best $25 you'll ever spend. That's all I spend on them. Maybe $40 tops if it's, you know, higher end.
Oh, sure. I was going to tell Belly to pipe it into his ear, ask him if there's a happy ending after these.
I mean, not for these, but I've certainly been to. I mean, I've been to a bunch of rub and tugs for sure.
Have
they're
you?
All over LA.
Have you?
Yeah, they're all over LA. You got to be kidding me. Yeah. They've got to be all over in that.
And Vegas. Yeah, I've gone to
Vegas.
I couldn't even count how many rub and tugs I've been to. It's a good stress relief.
Okay, so when you do that, can I get rules first? Can we get rules?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on the girl, because, I mean, some girls will let you do whatever. But, you know, you pay that the house like $50 and you pay the girl like $45 to $50. So it's, and they don't really massage. They walk in, they spend about 3 minutes like pushing your back with the worst massage ever. And then, you know, you just kind of roll over and get to it. So,
but are you allowed to, is it a two-way petting zoo?
I mean, you can touch her, but like, you know, you can't, you're not going to, that's about it. You know,
do we know where I'm at? Hold on. Do we know where I'm at?
Like, they'll kiss you and stuff, but usually you're just kind of like, you're just kind of in your own world, honestly, just kind of chilling, relaxing. The good ones, they will give you a massage before and then give you like this handsy that will make your head spin. And those are the really good places. But I mean, again, you got to find them. It's a crapshoot.
You pet the animals and they pet you back.
Yep.
Perfect. So that's that's what I'm trying to allude to. Okay, so I guess without drawing it out anymore, I go and I type in massage near me. And there's a couple of them, and one they funny enough, they both say Asian massage. And I'm like, oh, all right. Maybe it'll be like what Potts is talking about, where they'll like walk on my back. I need to get cracked up, man.
Yeah, when you go into a room and they have bars on the ceiling,
you
know
sure.
It's good because they're going to like grab onto the bars, walk on your back. And yeah, that's a good massage right there.
So I call the first lady or first one. And it's within a mile of where I am. And I say, hey, are you guys open today? It's Sunday morning. She says, yes, we open. Yes. And I said, OK, well, I'm sorry if you're offended by an accent, but I'm just going to be doing an Asian accent from here on out. She said, yes, we open. I said, oh, okay, cool. What time should I come by? 11? Is 11 good? Oh, no. Afternoon. I said,
Wait, did she just, real quick, did she just turn Italian? I'm trying to figure out what happened with that accent. All right.
No.
Oh, no. You come, you want a spicy meatball. No handsy for you.
I am not looking for a handsy. I'm trying to get my back cracked, okay? I'm just trying to get some work done. Now, she said, oh, yeah, no, we busy. I said, okay, well, then what time is good? Afternoon. I said, okay. Do I make an appointment? Hung up.
That's
Sess. She's not Italian, Potts. So I'm
I bet you do have a spicy meatball, though.
Oh, yeah. A couple of them. So, she says, she hung up on me, so I'm like, well, fuck this place. I don't even know what he's responding to, but she hung up on me. So okay, so she hung up and I said, all right, well, fuck it, I'm not gonna go to them, I'm not gonna be patronizing their establishment, I'll call the next one. And this lady answers, oh, hello. And I'm like, oh, hello, how are you? And she's like, oh, very good. I said, okay, can I come by? Can I come by and see what's your rate? Oh, 60 half hour, 80 hour. And I'm like, okay, 60 for a half hour, 80 for an hour. Sounds good. Do you have any time? Can I come by? Yes, yes. What's good? What time's good? And I said, how about 11 o'clock? She said, okay, see you soon. Okay. So I'm like, sweet, getting cracked up on the way home. This is great. Brax, Brax, what's the matter? Hold on, Brax. What do you got?
Belly's just geeking me out.
Go ahead, Potts.
Are you, so just out of curiosity, was the website you looked on called Backpage?
No!
Backpage was shut down.
It was shut down.
Oh, was it? The whole thing was shut down?
It was seized by the federal government like a couple weeks ago. I read that.
Braxton, what is Backpage.com that he's talking about? Explain to the listeners.
I have to explain what Backpages are to the listeners.
Yep. Come on, man.
Yeah, I like it.
Welcome to the microphone.
Well, it's now banned, so if that has anything...
Switch to belly and just lean over so people can see you. You gotta hit B.
Switch to belly.
Switch to belly. You gotta hit B.
This one's even worse.
All right, so tell me what Backpage.com is.
Backpages is essentially just a prostitution ring online.
Would you say it's Craigslist for the underbelly of the world?
I guess so, yeah.
There is sections where it should be called Craigslist.
I mean, yeah, you could. They do sell stuff, but definitely have escorts.
It used to be for seeking escorts, and then it went to women seeking men, and then...
You can still do that.
You can go into the area.
So,
I got a quick crazy story about that real quick. I got a letter from like the FBI one time saying that, hey, just by law, we have to tell you that we have tapped one of your phone calls because you were communicating with someone that was part of an underground sex slavery ring.
Oh,
and we listened to one of your phone calls. Everything was fine. But by law, we have to tell you that we had tapped into one of your calls. And I was just trolling on Backpage, like calling people trying to, you know, find a masseuse, and one of them at some point had gotten busted for an underground sex ring, which obviously goes into what, you know, Belly's saying with the whole website being ripped up. But they've been surveilled, I don't even know if that's a word, by the federal government for who knows how long, but at least a couple years. I know that.
Yeah, they probably got put on lockdown because some important people in government are now wholeheartedly.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Let's just leave it here.
Screening calls. Can you imagine some of the people that they got? I mean, that's pretty crazy.
So let's do this. We're going to go to break. And what I would like to tease you with to continue this story is once I arrived, let's just say she mentioned Backpage.com to me. And we'll take it from there. Social Media Lounge, it's time to pop off. We'll see you guys in just a minute for the conclusion of this story. It is Looch Dog in the Morning. We're just getting started right here on TTR Studios.
Going on in
Party
here.
Planning committee, not your concern, Charles.
This doesn't seem like a good way to spend company time.
Really? Well, then how would we come up with great ideas like Jim's? Go ahead.
No, I'd like to get back to work, actually.
What you got? Jim?
No,
What is a two-way petting zoo?
You pet the animals, they pet you back.
So I guess we need to really pay attention to what you're watching, huh?
Welcome back, folks! Oh, man, we are having fun with you guys today on Looch Dog in the Morning, channel TTR Studios on YouTube. It is podcasted all over the land. So just find it wherever you find your podcast. Let's get back into the story. I want to waste no more of your time. I left for my massage, and I'm really thinking I'm going to get my back cracked out, okay? And I'm very excited about this. But when I got to the massage, first of all, I Googled it. I want to make sure everybody understands I Googled it and found this place. It's not like I'm on Backpage.com. It's not like I'm on the underbelly of anything. I literally just Googled this place, okay? Potts, are you with me over there?
I'm right here.
Okay, so here's the deal. I roll in, and it's got, like, I'm not going to say the name of it, but just imagine it's called, like, massage therapy. That's what it says on the on the storefront. Very big. You would never know anything weird is going on until you open the door, and now you're in this little vetting room, very much like a dispensary, where it's a small room or like a tow company where you're only like three people can fit in it, and there's a window, and they're like going to check that you're not a cop, I'm guessing, is what that's for.
Yep.
Right? There's a little window, and all of a sudden, I open the door. I guess I wasn't supposed to go in that door first, but now I'm in this little room, and I hear, hello, excuse me.
You open the second door?
Not the second one. No. I think there was one on the other side that I was supposed to start at, and then she gets me into the vetting room. Anyway, I'm in the vetting room from outside. I walked into the vetting room, so no big deal.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, hello, you called earlier? And I look at her, and I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, that's a lot of cleave. that's a whole lot of cleave for a masseuse. And then I like,
was
saw
she
her,
hot?
Smoke show, dude. She's first of all must be 50 years old.
Yeah,
but
still hot.
Like a body of a 20-year-old. I mean, her. I mean, she was amazing. Okay, yeah. As far as looks go. Now I realized that she got up to come over to vet me in the little window room. Her skirt is very short, so I'm like, interesting.
What's going on here?
What did I just get myself into? Well. I'm here for the story. Do you turn now? Do you turn around social media lounge? No. Do you turn around and leave there, or do you go? Okay, well, let's see what happens. I want to know, what is the social media lounge saying so far today?
We're laughing about the office and stuff, but you can't just say something and then wonder what the social
not immediately. Media lounge. I know. I'm just saying. From have they been piping in at all so far?
Jack says no, stay.
No, stay. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm like, oh, sweet, it's a rub and tug. I didn't accidentally come into like a real massage parlor.
now I've never been to. Now I've never.
Wait, great, I'm not paying $60 just for,
right,
for a real
massage.
Cracks.
Fuck that.
No, I have never
a little mall back rub.
Right. When you walk in and the girl's wearing a high school cheerleader outfit, you know you're good. You're at the right place.
Equivalent to a high school cheerleader porn star outfit.
Small, tight, like what do they call those?
Porn star cheerleader, though. Not like the Green Bay Packers. More like the Redskins.
Was it silk and covered in flowers? Was it silk? And
it was, dude.
It always is.
It was.
If it's silk and covered in flowers, you know where you're at.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Well, let's just go with it. Let's just go with it. Braxton Blue, you're a young buck. Have you ever had an attractive woman say to you, now drop all your clothes?
Not in that manner.
Would you feel...
Or that horrible accent.
Oh, no.
You drop all your clothes.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was trying to say.
Let me see
your spicy meatballs.
I'm not somebody who is very comfortable, like skinny dipping. I would say I would not be the first one in the pool. I wouldn't, because let's be honest here, Potts. We're all family. We got the Italian genes, so we're looking good down there. But you know, nothing to be ashamed of, basically.
But the thing is, I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yes, so that's what I'm trying to get to.
Not gonna be like dropping drawer in front of people.
That's
yeah, no.
What I'm trying to get to.
You guys, I have news for you all.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure we're all growers, not showers.
Yeah,
that's
but
not
I'm
how
not.
It works.
I'm not really proud of the growing phase. Of myself. Can I put it that way? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really proud of the growing. Once I'm showing, I'm whoever wants to see. Sure.
Once you're grown, you're showing, and it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. But, I mean, you know. I agree. It's kind of dicey up until that, until you're full groans, until you're all groans up.
The A to B, there's a lot of, there's a lot of,
it's from 6 to midnight,
there's a lot
you got
between A and Z.
Yeah, it's a long way to Z.
Oh, today is my favorite day ever. So, oh God, I've been waiting so long to tell this story because I knew this was going to go here. And I'm just having a blast with you guys. Thank you for enjoying our antics. All right. So I get in there and she says to me, okay, let's go to back. And she starts walking me back and I'm like, cool. So you're going to get my back. Like, she's like, what do you do? I said, I'm a DJ. You're going to work on my back, right? She goes, yes. And so I got back into the room, and of course I know what's going on already, but I'm like, okay, I don't know the procedures. You know?
I don't know the etiquette.
I don't know the standard practices here. Okay? There's no workplace rules and regulations on the wall, you know.
Getting beat off for dummies.
Hand jobs for dummies.
Oh, wow.
So when I got back there, it's $60. She goes, so half hour, right? Half hour. And I went, oh, because I was actually.
You're like, do you have a 15-minute plan?
And see, that makes sense. I told a friend this story, and she was like, why wouldn't you go for the full hour? And I was like, because you're not there for the actual massage.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
That's how they get you. That's called an upsell.
Right. We'll get you to pay the establishment $60, cheap as possible, so that you're on the books and everything's fine. But then I work for tips.
Right.
Right? That's what she's basically saying to me. Now, she goes, so I handed her $100, and I said, with the 60, that's only a $40 tip.
Oh, okay.
Right? I said, okay, here's
$100. So it should be $100 total, right?
Fine. Right. I'm thinking $100 total. Now, I didn't walk in here looking for a handsy. I don't know what the standard tip is. If I'm getting a real massage, I'm giving you 20.
As far as I know, it's good.
I'm giving you 20. I'm throwing you a 20. If it's a real massage, $100 at Lifetime Fitness, I'm throwing you a 20.
So you're tipping her as if you know you're getting this handsy.
Well,
so
I know what's going on. I'm not stupid. She's
wearing a silk thing with flowers.
Thank you. Right? So she looks at this and she goes, no, too low. And she's like offended.
Right. I'm like, she's like, I'll flick it for $40.
Right. And I'm like, and I said, I said, well, now listen, hold on. I'm not really looking for anything extra here. By the way, we're the only people in this establishment. I'm obviously the first appointment of the morning.
Yeah, 11 a.m. That's a whole nother. You were the first boy in there for sure at 11 a.m.
Well, I'm pretty sure because of that, Potts, I'm pretty sure I had the madam.
Right.
This is the madam.
Who just woke up in the back of the shop like 30 minutes before.
Yeah, but this is top dog.
Sleeping on an air mattress in the bathroom in the store.
Potts is just drilling it today.
We knew this was Potts' show. This is right in his wheelhouse. So she, and by the way, when she's walking me back, she's like, so you need to take a shower? And I'm like, shower? No, I'm good. I just did. Thank you. Oh, good. You wash your hands? I said, yeah.
Did you wash yours?
What? Yeah, but I'm like, why do I need to wash my hands? I'm good. Right. Whatever. So anyway, I'm giving her this $100. She's like, no, it's too low. And I said, okay, well, all right. And she goes, look, I'll get you your change, and she like takes the money and walks out the room. And I'm like, what the fuck? All right. So she comes back and she gives me the $40 and she puts it on the table and she goes, I'll take care of you today. I know you're not, you look for a real massage. You probably try, you know, Massage Envy or, you know, but here we take care of you. And I'm like, okay. Well, she's like, I'll show you today. It's okay. You come back. I'll show you today. I'll take care of you. I said, okay. So first of all, she goes, you get naked. You drop your clothes. Which I was very proud because I was in grow mode. And I was like, fuck it. Bam. Here I am. And it doesn't take long with a woman in the room to get into show mode, by the way. So,
right, but you could get stage fright.
Could.
I mean, you're totally out of your element, so that would be expected.
And I was proud of myself. Nah, whatever. It's all good. You're here. You got to play the game. All right, close off. So
I like your spirit.
I would prefer a silk robe.
With flowers on it.
God, can you imagine if they had matching robes by the end of the massage?
Gross.
Yeah, I thought that's how it worked.
So anyway, and Brax, feel free to snap some of this if you want or Insta. I don't know. Do your thing. So what I would like to then, so basically I get naked, I take my clothes off. She said, lay down, face front. I come back. And when she gets there, she starts working on my back, right? As if my head was in front of her, and she's rubbing down my back towards, she's standing in front of my head at the head of the bed, and she's rubbing down towards my lower half, from my shoulders down to my ass. But she's making sure that her breasts are rubbing very firmly atop across my head as she's rubbing my back. It's just all tits. It's all tits. And you know immediately what's going on. I'm getting a rub and tug.
Touchdown!
Yes!
Oh, is that? I can't even tell. Everyone's getting so excited back there.
That's a touchdown.
So, I mean, this is all right. This is great. And she says to me, oh, your back is all jacked up. And she puts a hot towel on my back and then stands up, grabs the ceiling, and starts walking on my back, cracked it all up and down. I was like, oh, my God, this feels better. She's like, I know. I had a doctor. I fix you.
A doctor.
A doctor from the Philippines.
She's a doctor.
I fix you.
It's always good when your doctor can also give you a hand job.
If only
that's
every
called milking the prostate.
Yeah, if only every right. every physical ended instead of with a cough and turn, but if it ended like this instead, that would have been great. So, okay. So, she's, you know, rubbing me and stuff like my back and
tits on the head.
Tits on the head. Mom, tune out now.
Oh, this is where you want your mom to tune out?
Yeah.
Let's just say this part of the story, I haven't said anything that I've been worried about talking about on air so far.
Mothers, please.
Tune out.
Yeah.
Tune out.
So she spreads my legs apart. And she starts.
Are you shaved down there? Do you have a bush?
No, I don't. I groom.
Okay.
And so, because he's asking because he knows he's my cousin. I'm hairy.
He knows.
I'm a furry guy. I mean, he doesn't know that by first hand, but we're furry dudes.
You should see when he wears a tank top. Hair's just pouring out of him.
Boom. Ugh. Look at that. Oh, yeah. So, anyway. She spreads my legs apart. Now, let me tell you something. When you're naked and you're in a room that you don't know the person and they spread your legs apart, it's a very weird feeling, okay? And she starts just kind of doing some tickling down there around the old back door, which is new to me. And I'm like, okay. Now, I want you to know that I learned something at this moment. When a female who you are attracted to is tickling around in the back door region, at that moment, you are now susceptible to just open your wallet and say, take it.
Mm-hmm.
She knows it. There's nothing that I would have said that she could have. There's no way I'm turning it down at this point. And so she said, you ready to spend a little money now, right?
Doctor, feel good. Here for you. Doctor, make you feel good.
I fix you. I fix you. I take care of your front. I take care of your back.
And they draw that. They go, doctor, make you feel good.
And again, we're not making fun. Can we just be comedians today? I'm not making fun of Asian people. This is just
if you don't like
your accent.
Me, turn it the fuck off,
yes.
Assholes.
All right. Good. So we're not trying to be offensive. However, this did happen. So now I'm like, yeah. So now we go through the negotiation phase, which I had never done before, by the way. And I'm going, well,
base price?
What am I getting for this?
So wait, are you still laying down with a boner, mm-hmm. or are you standing? Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're talking now. I'm like laying on my stomach, but I'm like propped up on my elbows. So we're just like
you're posing for a fucking glamour show.
It's like we're at the beach. It's like we're both at the beach tanning our backs and sitting and like leaning up on our elbows and talking to each other. And she's like, I said, well, what do I get with this? And she goes, well, you get me. And I went, okay, I knew that. What can we be a little bit more specific? Because I'm not trying to pay like $200 for a handsy. You know what I mean? So let's just say whatever was in my wallet was no longer in my wallet. I agreed to just finish the massage and take.
Did you go all the way or just get a handsy?
So what I would like to then say is she goes, okay, I come back. Okay, she comes back in the room. She starts stripping. She's taking her clothes off. Most unbelievable tits I've ever seen. First of all, she's like 50 years old. They're not fake.
No offense to all the other tits he's ever seen.
No, I know. I mean, this woman was like crafted from heaven. Okay.
That's awesome.
And I'm saying like perfect C cup, unreal breasts. I've never, and I didn't know I was going to get to feel them at all, because as far as I've known, you're talking to somebody who doesn't feel comfortable in a strip club. I've never even gotten a lap dance.
Yeah, you can definitely, you're allowed to feel them, that's for sure.
Well, I just know that it's typically in strip clubs not a two-way petting zoo.
It is.
Right.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
You do not get to do any of the feeling. You. I know that just from Grand Theft Auto.
That's how you keep it legal.
Right? Well, I'm laying on my front still, but my hands are open at my sides with my palms facing the ceiling. So she continues now naked to rub my back, but puts her tit in my hand. So now I've got nipple in my palm, and it's an amazing handful. And she's kind of rubbing it like, yeah, you need to do something with it, you know, like kind of that. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? All right. So now I got, oh man. Then she starts, she's like, turn over. And I said, okay, so now I'm belly up. She says to me, you bring protection? I said, protection? For what?
Obviously, you paid enough.
Do I need bug spray? What do you mean? What am I, sunblock?
What the fuck? I said, what the fuck did I just walk into? And she's like, it's not on Backpage. Backpage.com, they call them. And, you know, we safe here. We clean here. And, you know, next time you bring protection, okay?
You had to bring your own?
I'm like, you don't have a box of them? Like, I'd prefer to bring my own if I was going to do that.
I've never heard of that.
Well, I'm not trying to bang out no offense to prostitutes, but this isn't really my scene, folks. I walked into this place trying to get my back worked on.
I would have already been balls deep at, like, FYI.
Potts.
I wouldn't have taken 45 minutes to negotiate a deal.
Potts, she is literally making it so that my hand is now around her parts, and she has no problem with me touching anything.
Right,
and all of a sudden, it's...
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be, like, using my fingers under for sure. No, I mean, you want to keep clean.
Agreed. So I'm like, stuck now because I'm horny as hell and this beautiful woman is on top of me, but I don't really want to touch much.
Right.
So all of a sudden, let's be honest here. This is a pro. She's a pro.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to spend all of her time with one customer, right, Belly? If you're a waiter, you're trying to turn tables to make more money, right?
Turn tables.
So what I'm thinking is, I know I have to take a break. I want to leave you guys with the fact that, and we'll come back and finish the story here. She jumps on me and is now in,
straddle mode?
Well, no, she is in the position of a number in the 60s.
Okay.
Has everybody got me? We're in a position that is taking place in the numbers 60s, in the high 60s, if you will. And so now I will, I can't tease it anymore. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we get back. It's Lucha Dog in the Morning.
Marinate Restaurant puts a unique twist on fast casual dining by starting with only the freshest ingredients to slow cook delicious melodies of tastes and colors that are sure to delight your senses. Whether you're craving the chipotle pulled pork sliders, honey basil chicken tacos, or the infamous kitchen sink wrap, Marinate has something for everybody with tons of vegetarian options too. It's the perfect choice of catering for your offices or events with fast and friendly service from a brand new store on Melrose and Western. Stop by today or you can order online at marinateyourlife.com.
Yay for Taco Tuesday! Don't forget, buy one, get one free. All damn pay!
Tacos, wraps, sliders, and sides. Slow cooked perfection at Marinate Restaurant.
Whether it's weddings, parties, karaoke, audio, video production, and all your entertainment needs, call TTR Studios LLC at 703-850-8255. 2223 or check them out at ttrevents.com. Start the show, Looch.
You guys are so hot right now.
Welcome back, folks. It's your boy Looch Dog in the morning hanging out with you. We do this every Wednesday and Friday. If you're enjoying yourself like I know we are, One Woman, One Wheel, welcome to the show. You missed a bit.
She said she made it for the story, and I'm like,
I don't know that you did.
Going on the whole episode.
You're about 40 minutes behind, and so we missed you. We are glad you're here, and everybody in the social media lounge, thank you for hanging out. Let's just get to the end of this. So basically, we're in 69 position, and
you...
Yes.
But Potts, I don't want to touch anything, so I'm just hugging her ass. I'm just hugging it like it's a pillow, like it's a throw pillow. And she starts just going to town. I don't know what she's using, whether it's hands. I think it's hands. Who knows?
Right.
But like I said in the previous segment, you're trying to get in and out. You're not trying to spend all day. It's not like we're lovers here. She's trying to get done.
Right.
I have never gone that fast in my life. In my life.
She's like the cum whisperer.
Dude, it was unreal. It was unreal. And then afterwards, she cleans up. You're spraying alcohol on the towels. And she's like, I clean you out. You do so good, baby. You do good.
I like the words of encouragement. Thank you. Thank you.
But then she says, you come
did
back.
Did she give you a gold star sticker to put on?
Listen to this. Actually, what she did do, she came back. Brax, come to me, please.
Gave you a lollipop. Solo.
She walks back in the room. Looch, no. Just hit my camera. She gives me this bottle of Fiji water.
That bottle.
This bottle, I saved it for you guys. It's half drank.
That's amazing.
She comes back.
I love that you saved it.
She comes back with the bottle of water.
I appreciate the courtesy water, right?
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, right. Thanks a lot. I just spent a couple $100 on like 2 minutes.
And a water.
And she walks me out now, hand in hand. And she's like, and the new girl is now setting up in another room as I pass through the hallway. And that girl's like, oh, bye, baby. Come see us. And my girl is holding me in my hand, walking me out to the back, and she's like, because you see me again, right? Next time you do better, you last longer, right? I'm like, yeah, I'll try. Next time I'll be prepared, I guess. Not that I'm ever going to go back there, but, she kisses me on the cheek and slaps me on the ass, and off I go. I mean, what the bloody hell is going
see,
on
she's
here?
She's just like a doctor. She, like, birthed you out. She slapped you on the ass and
it was
sent you on your way.
Everything but the lollipop afterwards.
Belly, what's the over-under on whether Looch goes back to this place?
It's a long drive away.
It's far away, so I probably not. But I do weddings out there a lot, so at least now I know. I've got Flakeness calling me on the phone now, on the cell phone. You think this is for the show? Do you think so? Is he listening? Let's see if we can get him to, let's see what happens. Hold on. Flakeness, what's up, dude? I'm about to put you on the air, so don't say anything incriminating. It is your boy, Jake. What's up, dude? Hello?
You gotta hit the one.
Oh.
Okay.
There he goes.
Oh, nope, we too late.
Him.
We too late. Tell him to call back. Call back, sir.
We can take phone calls all day. I can actually just call him. I have a feeling that the social media lounge is probably going to pop off. So let's see if we can do this. Belly, my computer's out.
What? Why are we in another ring?
Potts, get that out of here.
Oh, hello?
Jake!
Are we live?
You are live on the air, sir. Yes, welcome to the show. So what's going on, my man?
Doing well. Just calling in here from BJ Pool and Spa. I love the show, guys. Keep it up, man. I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Flakeness, Jake Flake with the G-Spot brand. Thank you, dude. We will we'll call you after the show, okay, boss?
Awesome.
Hey, hey, Jake, have you ever had a rub and tug?
Oh, I've had a few rub and tugs in my day. I heard that the rub and tug was the topic of choice today. And, nothing is like a good old happy ending after a good rub down.
Did you feel good about yourself afterwards? Dirty, clean? Like, what's the afterthought as you're walking out of the door?
It was more so like the time leading up to it, the awkwardness of like, all right, how am I going to go? Because I went in with the mission. All right, this place has your reputation of a rub and tug. And I didn't know it was there a secret code. Was there like a, did I have to say somebody's
password?
Secret password.
Absolutely and, perfect. You don't
lotus like, flower.
Lotus flower.
Lotus flower. That's the code word.
Oh, Jake, I love it, man. Thank you, buddy. We'll call you after the show. That's Jake from the G-Spot brand, also represented by Braxton Blue, our wonderful producer extraordinaire over here.
Real ahead, quick, Pots, since we're talking about that, if anyone hasn't watched, I've been watching the YouTube us the playback on YouTube because you know they're just iTunes sometimes there's a glitch, but with what we're doing, like what Braxton is doing with the camera things is so fucking cool. I actually am not going to listen to the podcast. I'm not even going to push the podcast. Everyone should be watching this on YouTube because the only podcast I've seen that does what we're doing with these different camera angles and jumping back and forth is the Joe Rogan podcast, which is like got major production value and a ton of money behind it.
Yeah.
And it's honestly, it's very similar to when you watch that podcast on YouTube. And I mean, it makes it so much more interesting. I'm not trying to blow smoke.
No,
but
you're
I'm
right.
Saying it's actually way more interesting when you're jumping around camera angles and to who's talking. And it makes it watchable. It makes it watchable instead of just listenable.
Well, Potts, it's funny you say that because, guys, if that's coming from him, then that's a huge endorsement because Potts, until I think we started doing it with Braxton with the camera angles, Potts, like, didn't even know we were on YouTube, refused to watch the YouTube. He's stuck on the live stream or on the podcast because he listens at work or, I'm sorry, right. At the gym.
Well, that and you can't keep YouTube up.
That's
and
the problem.
Do anything else on your phone.
And that's still the annoying thing.
I agree.
Because even when I'm watching it, I'd like to be able to jump around and answer messages. And that fucking is really annoying.
It is frustrating.
But I do really enjoy watching our show on YouTube now.
So, Braxton, honestly, you really, I know you're not on camera, you don't talk too much, but what you're adding to the show is honestly just, it's bar none one of the best things I've seen on YouTube, YouTube podcasts, anything like this. It's really awesome.
It really is. I mean, this podcast is, I mean, whether you like it or not, what we're doing production-wise, no one's doing. There's a lot of care put into this show.
Are you having fun with it, Brax? It seems like you are.
Hell yeah.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you are.
He's literally put me on the screen just laughing like 10.
I know. It's good. I told him. I said it doesn't always have to be the person who's talking. Get reactions. Yep. You know, we're basically your Jesus, and we're all watching the show through your eyes, and that's kind of a cool power, you know?
And one day soon we'll have a Brax camera.
Yes, yes. We should get that, too. So
and Belly hasn't stopped laughing, I feel like, this whole show. Well, I mean, I'm chuckling the whole show.
The Belly laughs are strong today.
Well, hopefully that's the rest of the listeners, too. I'm not really super proud of the fact that, you know, I spent time with basically, is that a I mean, that's a prostitute.
I mean, you shouldn't be proud of the fact that you spent $200 on a handsy because it should not have cost more than $100.
Right. But again, I was there for this. I'm not going to do it again. It's not something that I'm like going to make a habit of. And I was there for the story. So quite frankly, I'd pay $200 for a story this good any day. But
I think you're going to pay $200 for a story again. That's
no,
my prediction.
No. That's not my rule. That's not my world, man. I mean, it was
Adam
funny.
Doesn't like to pay to play.
Yeah, no, really don't. So actually, I was going to have my dad call in real quick because I actually told this to my dad. And his comment was, for that kind of money, they should be sucking your...
Yeah, I'm telling you, I agree.
All the way until the end of the door or something. I forget what
all
he said.
All the way to the door.
He was just joking with me. But what he did say was a really, really funny joke, I thought. And I was going to call him to get this. Oh, wow. We got another phone call coming in. Let's see if we can get this. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Are they?
I guess not. That's probably one of those bullshit calls. Anyway,
those telemarketers
yeah.
that keep.
What my dad said was because I was talking to him about Daddy Potts. Just to take a quick, you know, little right turn here. Matty Potts, of course, is a new baby on the way. We're very excited for him. And I hadn't talked to my dad about it until this conversation. And what he had said was all he said was. Yeah, well, I guess he didn't listen to his own advice talking about Matty Potts.
What advice would that be?
What's my own advice?
Well, he's supposed to go fuck himself. I guess he didn't fuck.
Yeah, well, he's right. I should have continued to fuck myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in this pickle, but I'm actually pretty stoked.
Yeah, we're not even thinking of it as a pickle. We're really happy for
it. From the social media lounge, pay for dinner in a movie or hand him cash. You pay one way in one form or another.
Well said.
That's one way to look at it. Honestly, and that's how a lot of people justify it. They're like, I'd rather go and know what I'm getting and make it a business transaction, get in, get out, and get on with my day as opposed to spending 3 to 4 hours with someone who you don't even know if they're ready to be dating someone.
So if I spend
totally
$160 on like a dinner night, it's guaranteed. Doesn't matter, had sex.
What?
If you spend $160 on dinner,
you're guaranteed sex. Is that what the male mindset is?
Is that the mindset? Is what's the what's
Let's
the,
take it to that's that a lot route. Of money. If you spend more than $100 on a date, is that implying?
I had a guy last night get shut down.
Well, I because let me tell you, you should not ever infer that anything is coming because you spent money on a date.
Oh,
first
yeah.
of all,
of course,
you
of
should
course.
Never expect that. But
right.
do you?
One
Let's
guy,
be honest here.
One
Let's have a real conversation.
Woman, I had a guy last night in the bar. I could hear the conversations going on. He's like, it's not like this, that, and the other. It's just an agreement. It's like an agreement.
Ew.
And she's just like, you need to stop right now.
Yeah.
And he just keeps pushing, keeps pushing.
It was like
pushing.
A seeking arrangement.
And then
like,
you just
thing.
Hear her loudly in the bar go, that's it. I'm out.
Oh, wow.
And just
Sorry.
Wow. Storms out, leaves her drink full.
Well, Potts, you remember the story. I took that girl who suggested we go to this extremely expensive restaurant. I ended up spending $140. She said she was going to have to leave in the middle of it. She didn't pay a penny. She didn't even reach for her purse. Made fun of me for paying extra because I could have gotten valet for $3, but I'm in the garage for 10 and I've already spent, you know, $140. And you know what? Social Media Lounge now is popping off. What's going on? Why is Braxton Blue Crack Braxton? Let Braxton read it. What is up?
No, Lead Belly.
We have a comment in the chat here. It's steak dinner equal blowjob. Steak and a blowjob day. What is it? March 14th.
That is already passed. But yeah, no, I think that's something that a lot of guys and girls be careful. There are guys out there that will expect a little something in return. Shoot, The Office was on the air 10 years ago, and I remember Phyllis, being that we've got an office theme today, I remember Phyllis saying to Pam, we lost Potts. All right, we'll get him back. I remember an episode where Pam is going out on a date with the cartoonist. She's going to go out on a date with the cartoonist, and then Phyllis is like, you should order the most expensive thing on the menu. And when she says that, somebody else goes, you're going to have to put out. And Phyllis goes, oh, yeah, you'll have to put out.
Good old Phyllis.
Now, that's from The Office 10 years ago. I don't think that's... You should definitely not think that way, but let's be honest here. Steak dinner equals blowjob?
Only if it's like a ribeye, not like an Applebee's steak. Not the 20 for 20 Applebee's steak. It's got to be like filet mignon.
Rule one is don't take anyone to a dinner that expensive unless you've already really hit it off.
Exactly.
And you're, I mean, that's kind of like date two
your
or three anyway.
Date should not be $140.
I mean, I try to limit it to just coffee and maybe drinks for dating. I mean, I haven't, you know, I'm
for
not
sure.
even dating anymore, but yeah.
So there's that. Oh, boy. And I mean, I walked out. She's like, no, you don't tell anyone. I'm like, I do a radio show.
I'm telling everybody.
I'm telling everybody. I just got to figure out a way to tell it and how to get around it. And, oh, by the way, the reason I've been taking so long.
That number that was calling you is the FBI. Yeah. I don't know where it is.
From Oklahoma.
Hey, Oklahoma, they're FBI.
The reason I wanted to take so long also is to I gotta get an STD test afterwards. First thing I did.
What?
Yeah.
Oh
I felt
God.
I got
you
the.
You are so
didn't even
lame.
Stick it in.
Well, of course not. But dude,
can
there's
you get
there's
HPV
you know,
from a hands job.
There's towels that I'm using. Who knows what they've been through?
Yeah,
I don't.
True.
I don't look, man. People joke about getting
she
it off a toilet
they're
seat.
They're very clean.
Oh,
there.
We clean. We clean. We're back clean. Oh, by the way,
she said they're clean.
She asked you if you wanted to shower when she asked you if you wanted to
yeah.
shower. You say yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never showered. I've never. Well, I've showered after. I'll have them rinse
oh, yeah,
me off after.
I will say I'm glad that I was not in Jake Flakeness's boat. He had the anxiety of leading up to the going there. I didn't have any of that because I had no idea I was going there.
Just walked right in.
Thank God. I would never want to actually go and seek it out. I wouldn't do it. You know, that's not something I would have done. But Belly, keep me on track. What was I just saying?
I mean, Jake's
into?
Right though, because like there, I do get butterflies on my way in. You don't know, and then you're like, I don't know. Hopefully, the girl will be hot. Is she gonna be ugly?
Word?
Is she gonna be hot? And then you go into, like you said, that little vetting room, and God forbid someone else is sitting there, and you have to do that awkward, like, kind of walk of shame while you're just sitting in the room trying not to stare at each other.
But I got...
So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but now I just remember what I was talking about. The reason I wanted to bring this up with 5 minutes left. So I went to get the STD test because I wanted to make sure that everything's okay. And yes, we're all clean. Everybody's good. So thank you, everyone. And sorry, that's the reason I felt good telling this story, because this lives on the internet. You got to think, a girl that I go out to date, you know, if I meet a new girl on Tinder, the first thing I do is try to find her on Facebook or something, do a little homework.
And you also talk up the show because...
All the time. So imagine she comes on here and I'm like, got a quick handsy, you know? Well, yes, so clean.
So what, you accidentally went to a rub and tug? Oh, fucking well. Like, whatever. It's not a big deal.
So I went to the doctor.
I'm pretty open about that.
As I'm at the doctor, first of all, how do you feel about going to get a male STD test?
They're uncomfortable.
Who's excited about that? Braxton, one word that comes into your mind when I think, if you had to get one today, what's the one word of the emotion that you're feeling right now?
Shame, maybe?
Shame. Oh, I'm talking about them sticking a cotton swab up your dick.
No, that they don't have to do that. It's just saliva, I think.
No, it's not just saliva. That's just for age.
News.
Shame is... No. Shame is sitting at the free clinic at Radford University with scabies because you fucked a girl from Virginia Tech without a condom. And then you're wondering what everyone else in that waiting room has. You're probably going to catch something just from sitting there, to be honest. So, yeah, I mean... Radford was great.
I hope you were sitting next to the bowl of condoms, too.
So I go into the doctor, and the doctor says to me, he does the once over, looks everything over. He goes, yeah, you look great. And I was definitely in grow mode for the doctor, by the way. And
is your doctor a girl?
No, it's a guy. Grow mode, not show mode. I was in as small as it could possibly be. And he's like, yeah, no, everything looks great. Let's get a test just to be sure. And I was like, oh, man, yeah, okay. It's going to be a nightmare, right? And he goes, why? I said, because of the pain. And he goes, oh, because I got to stick something up there? What is this, 10 years ago? And he starts laughing at me. You don't have to do that anymore.
No.
It's literally, he goes, I said, are you kidding me? He goes, dude, when's the last time you've been tested? I was like, I'm not that sexually active. I've had nothing but like a girlfriend or nobody for like 10 years. And he's like... All you have to do is a pee and blood test, and there's no scientific proof that can back up that that's any less accurate than the cotton swab. The cotton swab is completely antiquated. So
yeah,
I told him, I said, hey, maybe next time lead off with that, because the level of anxiety that just came off my shoulders is massive, dude. And he starts cracking up with me. I was like, I'm serious. You know how many guys I think probably don't go to an STD test if they're not sure they're on the fence just because they're afraid of it?
I've had the swab done, but it was years and years.
It's
and
the
years
worst. Ago. So, like, if anybody's listening right now, that's not a thing. That's a thing of the past. If you're even, curious, go out and get tested. It's just
these
a blood test.
These lucky millennials don't have to get any cotton swabs shoved up their you-know-what.
This is just, man, too
I've
good
gotten
belly.
Multiple tests, yeah, and I've never had anything stuck up it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want anything up there, but I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's listening and who came to watch this today. We know this was a little bit graphic, but man, we are here for you guys. I literally was thinking about you guys when I was in that vetting room, and I'm like, well, do I leave or do I do this one for the folks? I'm sticking around. Let's gather the story. So thank you guys for hanging out. We'll do this again on Friday. We will clean it up a little bit. We'll talk about Belly and his spoilers. He believes that spoilers should never exist. Who cares? I believe he's the worst on the planet.
I read every spoiler for Infinity War already.
Before even watching the movie. I don't know how he does it. So we'll talk about that on Friday. We'll get into movies and anything else that you guys want to talk about. I've got some more for you guys. But I got to get you out of here. So Matty Potts, what do you got for us?
That's all I got. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day, and you can kindly go fuck yourselves.
There he goes. Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom in Los Angeles, California. Remember, all you got to do is go over to his restaurant on the corner of Western and Hollywood, and that is marinateyourlife.com. Say the word one wheel, and you will get 15% off of your meal. Belly, get us out of here, dude. What do you got for the people?
All I got for the people is... Do us a favor, like and subscribe to us on YouTube all the time. Check us out at litmradio.com. And also, stay away from those rub and tugs, folks. They're not worth your money.
It's really
not.
Don't
pay to play.
It's really not. Go what?
Don't pay to play.
Oh, but if you want to pet them and they'll pet you back, that's the place to go. Braxton Blue, and for everybody here, we got to get you out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us. It is Looch Dog in the Morning. We will see you Friday right here on TTR Studios.